Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Well, good morning, South Africa. This is me, Tumi Morake, sipping tea in what has now become my solo captain seat. But alas, I am not alone. Yes, I'm always with friends. I've been blessed with plenty of friends. Hashtag blessed. And today I am with the Snapchastic, Twitteristic, Instagrammatic, beautiful Facebooked. I don't know, Richie,
what
I just love you.
You.
I'm just saying I love you and you like live on social media. Like you're Snapchatting as we speak. Ladies and gentlemen, back with me for a repeat and be sure to get used to these repeats. I will be hanging out with Retabile every first Tuesday of every month. And she is here today to chew the fat with me, so
yes,
to speak.
The real fat.
The real fat trauma.
Like it's a thing.
The organic-ish.
Like it's a problem.
Nah.
Yeah.
And on Twitter, I believe I may have called her slender even. In order to can whet the appetite of those who are wondering, what are we talking about today?
Oh.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, no. You see, there's just some shit happening around the world right now. Well, it's been happening for a while.
It's been happening.
Mm-hmm. But for some reason, in the last couple of weeks, especially in SA, like people have been showing flames in outfits that we think are hot. But other women, not even guys. There's a great guy who just brought me hot chocolate.
I know, and he's some hot chocolate him damn self. Come back here, don't go.
Don't run away.
We need to take a picture of you.
Let's Snapchat
this
you
is
right
for the
live on
the
air.
Ladies must know me. I don't just work at Cliff Central. Me.
Yes,
I always check the talent first.
If you follow me on Snapchat, Reti Caveden, you'll see the guy, the hot chocolate who brought me white hot chocolate. The irony in that.
This is Ben 10 and all other wrong things rolled into one. Thank you, young man.
Yeah.
He is inside blushing proper.
He's now like, why did I want to intern? He doesn't understand.
He's like, note to self, filing starts every time sipping tea's on.
Exactly. Make sure he's doing other things. So anyway, it started with Lerato Kanyaho. You know?
With the whole photoshopping.
Yeah.
My people like to cry about these things because remember when Lebo was there, the poet.
Yes. And she also cried, yeah.
But she cried. I don't know if Lerato Kanyaho cried so much.
Nope.
But Lebo was very outspoken about how she'd been photoshopped on True Love.
Yes.
And here's what I don't get, ne? Guys, magazines have always polished to death.
Yes.
For you to be on the cover, it's a glossy cover. It's been done. And then I don't know if it's just people of the soil who suddenly decided this is a problem. I am yet to read about Caucasian people bitching about how much photoshopping has been done on them.
I think it has happened. I don't know who, but I think they complained back in the day, you know, when they were still a thing, really. But now since black women are supposedly at the forefront, I know Kerry Washington complained about something or other. I know everyone complained about Kanye Mbao on the cover of True Love.
And then,
she looked really white, but I think that's what she looks like.
And wasn't it Beyonce or someone else who was made lighter in a thing, and
then people bitched
in a L'Oreal thing.
Yes,
but then there's a model who was made darker, and that was also a problem. I'm like, what do you want? What do you live in that world? What the fuck do you people want?
I don't want to look like I do now. I just turned the Snapchat camera to myself, and I was like, oh.
Exactly. That's another thing I don't understand. You go through these women's Instagram pages and they have but filtered the shit out of themselves.
Exactly.
But then they want to bitch and cry when
but
the
I
magazine
think
does the
I
same
think,
thing.
I think it's just to have the control over how the filter is. So like with Miss L, okay, Miss Kanyaho, she just said, she posted the cover and she was all like, oh, I'm so happy to be on the cover. But, you know, it's just sad. It must be even sad for the photographer to see his work being touched up. I personally didn't see a big, huge difference to what she looks like. Okay, so maybe I don't know what, okay, but she clearly did. But then what True Love did in return.
The whole showing what was unfiltered.
That was.
No,
that was
but you know why?
Blow.
No, it was not a low blow. You cannot go and say it's a pity somebody's work had to be so touched up.
Okay.
Because for me, what I appreciate about what they did was saying we actually didn't touch you up that much. Which means, it's a compliment, by the way, because you looked hot. We didn't have to make you that much hotter.
Yeah, but what they were trying to say is also like, you basically, they said to the public, and this was the hashtag, judge for yourself. Mm. Basically, oh, look at what she looked like.
No, but they were saying judge for yourself, the degree of filtering
and
that has happened.
And then what was that? It was this like cellulite shroon and everything. If they had contacted Khanyaho and said, listen, girl, since you're complaining, let us post these photos.
Yes. Let it be a conversation.
Yes, let's have this conversation. Yeah. Not just boom, bang, here you go. Mm. It's like someone posting your naked selfie. That's like Tula Cindy tweeted that. He was like, it's like a guy just going, here you go. I mean, cellulite is real. I mean, it's something we all have. I mean, we can lie. But the point is, I ain't trying to have my cellulite all over, you know, social media.
No, but I have to be honest. I know I'm fat, but I don't have cellulite, my friend.
Shut up. I don't know.
Sorry.
She laughs so easily.
I have the standard stretch marks in where I've had babies on that stomach. Mm-hmm. But I don't have cellulite.
Me, I have stretch marks and cellulite.
Yeah, but then you have thinness to go with it. So shut up.
No.
You can wear more things than
fair.
I can.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Also, what are you doing to lose so much weight these days? What's happening?
It's called stress.
Really?
No, I've been working out with kettlebells. No, but the thing is, funny enough, it's winter and I feel like I've put on. I even got on the scale. I've put on 3 kilograms. Mm-hmm. And I was so depressed. A whole 3 kilograms. Yes. But what's crazy is, you know what can sometimes... Dispomp me when I'm on my whole dispomp fitness you. Journey. Yes, dispomp. Okay. Discombobulate.
Oh, okay. So, discombobulate.
Is the way I bump into people who, it's almost like they said, to me, go and lose weight. We'll give you feedback. Because they'll go, hey, no, you're coming along nicely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you're coming along nicely.
I didn't ask you people.
Yeah. And then these guys were like, yeah, but don't, not too much. Don't lose too much. Like, this is nice. Don't.
But this is the thing.
And I'm going, wait, hold on. Who's with the running around with a measuring stick and measuring tape?
The body police.
The body motherfucking police. It's like when you're fat, you should be a certain kind of fat. When you're thick, be a certain kind of thick.
Yes.
When you're thin, be a certain kind of thin.
Like now, if I was to get into a bikini now, and I mean, yes, I'm thin.
I love you in your bikini.
But there's cellulite there. Like if I didn't put a filter, hashtag no filter, hashtag, I'm going to be like, people will probably be like, why she got cellulite on? And it's just like, well, I don't know either. I ask God all the time. I'm in this position.
No, but okay,
right
I've seen your thighs. They're not very dirt road cellulite. You know, like that.
Like cottage cheese. They're there. They're getting there.
But it's weird. Like here's what kills me. But I know I'm not the target market, which I actually thought, especially with Loot Love, when people were saying what they were saying, I was like, if it's the bitches who are moaning, tell them they are not your target market anyway. You know what I mean? You're not my fucking target market.
Yes.
Because for me, cellulite, funny enough, I saw my mother naked so many times that
it was annoying.
For some reason, when I see cellulite on a woman, I have a certain warmth in my heart. And I don't know if it's because of that memory of being a kid and seeing my mom and seeing her thighs. Because my mom was not afraid of her body. Like, she'd freely be walking by. Like, I have no memory of my mother talking about needing to lose weight.
Yeah.
Of my mother. You know, and I was so comfortable in my body when I went
that's
into this industry because of that.
That's why
I also. I was so comfortable. I only became body conscious in the industry. Within the industry.
Yeah.
I never used to give a flying fuck. Until people would tweet about Mukaba Waka, would tweet about how big I am, would tweet, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't skip a mealy. Oh, I mustn't eat at these weddings.
But then it made great, like, content for your comedy shows, though.
Well, not so much, because I don't think in fact, honestly.
Yeah.
I barely had a 5-minute set on weight.
Okay.
Barely.
Interesting.
I would just do it to get it out of the way. And I did it a lot when I was pregnant than when I was not pregnant.
Yeah, because you always had an excuse. Like, guys, I was having babies. Why else do you think I'm big? But the Loot Love thing shocked me because I only saw an article about it this morning.
Yeah.
That she posted some picture of herself. Mm. I saw the picture. It looked hot damn. Mm. And people are like pointing out cellulite. And then she, you know, addresses it saying, and it's mostly women pointing out cellulite. And you know those women there also have their own issues. Are looking in the mirror.
I was
going
to say, can we get all of those girls to send pictures of their thighs,
you know, like, let's all be honest, we all have our shit to deal with, so why we gotta point it out, someone else's shit out on social media? It just, I don't know,
why do we pick that? Why do we pick the body? This is what I'm trying to understand. Like, if she looked like, you didn't bother to wear makeup, you didn't bother to comb your hair, your outfit was discordant, was uncoordinated, like, you know, I don't know. I just, when you No. Let me tell you why I say this. You can control a dress. If you're wearing a dress and we're all going, but did she not realize that this dress is wrong or this dress will tear on her or whatever? Yeah. It's a dress.
Yeah.
It's something you can control.
Yes.
When I come after your body, you did not create yourself. You were born into that freaking body.
Exactly.
Someone can argue, your teams, but you can decide if you put on weight, if you're eating so much, you can decide if you're thin. You don't know people's thyroid problems. You don't know people's genetics.
Amen.
Their body is their body. Exactly. There's nothing they can do about it.
So I don't know
so
why we're
how am I
this?
Helping you? How am I helping you? Rutabila, we're going, whoo, you and your overconfident nose and your underactive cheeks and your
my cheekbones are on fleek though.
Your cheeks are fire, girl.
Yeah.
And,
anyway.
Your Maasai neck, I don't understand.
I like
what am I telling you to do about
just,
it? What am I asking
going?
You?
I don't know. This is why I don't understand the body police, but I think it just comes from ourselves policing ourselves. I think that's actually the central problem in all of this, is that we police who we are and what we do, and then therefore think, oh, what Dumi's looking skinny now. Freak, I'm not getting skinny. Why is she getting skinny? Dumi, what are you doing to lose weight?
And I've met people who hate overweight people, but hate them, like proper get emotional about it.
Why?
And I figured it out. It's because they're pissed off at the idea of indulgence. For them, it's a picture of indulgence when they are busy
eating
themselves.
The salads. I hear you.
Like just because they are depriving themselves, they're angry. That you aren't punishing yourself. How dare you live your own life? And then when you're big, you occupy more space. How dare you occupy more space? How dare you?
It reminds me of the Moroccan woman. I felt that the Moroccan women weren't very nice to me. Like they weren't warm, you know. I feel like they're like, look at this bitch so free, you know.
Oh, they loved you, eh? Nice color.
But those are just the men. But let's talk about, you know, how we keep policing and dresses that can go wrong. Mm. Apparently, Boiti wore some or other revealing.
The Boiti thing pissed me off.
Look, I didn't see the photo that was photoshopped, or I didn't see that
photo. It wasn't
photo.
Photoshopped. Let me tell you what happened. This girl is wearing that, you know, that really fine
sheer
material. But it's got sequins on top. Sequins throw a shadow, okay? So the way the sequins threw a shadow on her thighs, someone decided to blow it up.
Yeah.
And you know when you blow things up, the shape distorts.
Yeah, that looks.
So it looked like a vagina. But I was going, let's say for argument's sake, it's a vagina. How low does that fucking vagina hang? That thing was like halfway down her thighs. I'm like, how is she walking like a normal person if her vagina is that far from her pelvis? It made no sense. I was like, let's be excited about this vagina.
Yeah.
But can we be more excited about the scientific anomaly of the fact that her vagina
is hanging?
Is
so
hanging
far.
It's in her thighs.
But also, I was just like, it's a vagina, people. Can we, what? So, yeah, she didn't flash it. They act like she came out there and was like, woo!
She Kelly Kumalo does.
Yes, she didn't even do that. If it was a nip slip, it was a nip slip. If it was a vagina slip, what's a vagina slip? We need a vag slip.
A vag slip.
A vag slip? It was a vag slip. I mean, I don't understand why everyone's like, see, it's disgusting. Because, girl, she looked hot.
And it was not a vajayjay.
Her dress was not R-rated, people.
It does matter if you're fresh with JJ, I must say. For me,
by accident. My
Brittany
is always flashed.
Your
JJ
cannot be in the position to be flashed by accident. Such accidents do not even exist in the realm of possibility.
You know, Britney Spears used to get out of cars.
Yeah, talking about trailer trash. You can't talk about trailer trash and then compare it to people whose mothers exist in the real world and in the industry and have dignity. Because that's another thing.
Yes.
When you look at someone like Boiti Tulo, come on, man.
Exactly. She's not going to be.
You know who she knows her mother's watching. You really expect me to believe she's walking around without knickers in a dress that will flash?
No, she probably is walking around without knickers, but the dress is not going to flash. Like, you test all those things, man. I've worn these red carpet dresses without
any panties. I've seen you, girl. I've seen you.
Well, because you don't want, I'm a panty lane and things like that. And you just have to be very careful. But I'm not, so it wasn't on purpose. Okay, I haven't seen the photo, so I can't even.
I've seen the photo. I'll show you the photo. Yes. I promise you, Rutabile, it looks like the vagina is halfway down her thighs, her pelvis all the way up there where it should be.
Yeah.
And you're going, but that can't be a vagina, obviously, because exactly. that's on the little hem, the sequence.
But also, I was also just like, I love that she finally spoke out. You know these celebs when they don't say anything and they keep quiet? I think it was important for her to say, don't body police me.
Yeah.
I'll wear whatever I want. Mm. And I did not flash vagina. And even if it was, let's just say, she by mistake flashed a vagina.
There's by mistake flashing of vaginas. Okay, fine. Let me suspend disbelief for a minute.
She's flashed her vagina.
Yeah.
So, like, what? It was a mistake. It wasn't done in crudeness. It's not like when Miss Queen Twerk accidentally posted a video of her face getting slapped by a dick. Yeah, Dumi's face just now went, what?
That's the dress, but now the picture, I don't know where you're going to find the picture, but that's what the dress actually looked like.
No, these people are full of shit, man. I've seen it. That's why I'm like, there's no way.
The shadow that was thrown in there. That's what I'm saying. That person had to be zooming in. And if it was a woman, she really has problems. Like,
yeah, if it was a woman.
Really talk to someone. Like, if it's a guy, I get it. Guys are always hoping to catch a bit of nookie anyway.
And they were probably excited.
Yes.
But it was, no, but I don't even think it's a guy because I don't think guys have the time to, you know, zoom.
Yeah, the guys wanted to bring itself. It's like, don't tease me, show me.
Yeah, the guys are actually admiring the whole picture as a whole. They don't need to go zoom in. It obviously either, I think, was a gay guy who's very malicious or a lady who's still also very malicious. But I don't understand it. I don't know why we police ourselves. It is a problem. And I police myself. And you know what I've noticed? Have you noticed this? You were talking about your mother saying, you know, she never spoke about weight or anything like that. When I go to the gym, have you seen how young white people get dressed in the gym change rooms?
Mm-hmm.
I've discussed this with Aria Kelman before. They're like this. Hiding.
They're hiding.
They're like, they can't.
They're showering with a towel on.
You know? And you're just like, we're all girls here. What's happening? Mm. The older white women don't seem to give a fuck. They just
those
like.
Ones overdo it.
No, they're just like.
I was in the steam room. I was in the steam room and I thought the general way of respecting each other is that you're either in a swimsuit or you're covered in a towel. Aunties proper just throwing off, just letting all hang.
Yeah, but that's how black women are as well. So then you know, it's interesting to look. Everyone says we've got this Western ideal of what we should look like. So do you feel that it's this white black thing?
I don't know, hey, because.
Because like you're saying, we used to just roam around and it didn't matter who had big bums, thick bums. In fact, the bigger the bum, the more cows, the happier your husband. It was a good thing for you to be around, you know, a good thing. But now all of a sudden it's like you need to be round, but your thickness must be tight and there mustn't be any jello. Where do we get that from?
You know what offends me the most is when people say to me, especially when I was much bigger, when they'd say, hey, you're so comfortable with your body. And
because they're not comfortable.
Yeah, but I'm going, but okay, I'm comfortable with my body. Help me understand.
Yeah.
Who else's body do I need to be comfortable with? Or what is it about what I look like that I should not be comfortable? Because there was a time I wasn't comfortable with my body. And that's because there was a 3-kilogram child sitting right on top of my guava.
Inside
my stomach. Now that was uncomfortable because it was foreign weight. That needed to go. You know what I mean?
And so, you've had three of them, so I don't even know how and why that works.
Hi, man. Women, it's like we look for problems. I think maybe it's part of our depression. That's why we're so damn depressed. That's why we are the statistically the biggest consumers of antidepressants.
Really?
Yes, because we find stupid shit. You know why this body thing for me is sad? Because I remember when I did reach a certain level of heavy, a certain point of heavy, where I was like, okay, I need to do something about this. But that was out of my knees are sore, I'm lazy,
tired,
I'm tired.
She can't get upstairs.
My libido is like below par. Like, you know? I really...
And you want to get your freak on at those points.
Yeah, but and what killed me is how my husband would look at me like I'm so sexy. Like this a guy wants thing. To jump me. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Can't you see my thighs? Look at
what's wrong with you?
I think that's very funny that guys are always just like, no matter.
Yeah.
They're just like, but you, and then you're like, but can't you see this one roll?
But they're just going, you are beautiful. You are so hot. And you don't know why? Get it.
Because we have the power. The pussy is the power.
No, but it's not just about the pussy, Ritabina.
No, like, I'm just saying though, but we have that power. They don't get to have sex
unless we feel good.
Yes.
That is true.
They don't get to have
OMG, sex. OMG, so Duncan, you guys aren't actually being nice. You're just forwarding your application.
Yeah, you're looking out for your own interests here. So you gotta be like, oh girl, you're so fine. You good. I think you're so pretty.
But you know they wouldn't be faking it though. No, if a man wouldn't. Thinks you're hot, he thinks you're hot.
You can see it in
when you
eyes.
Catch him looking at you like you're just fresh meat that has just been placed on their
I've
table.
I've seen that look.
Hey man.
Hey. You will forget that cellulite.
Right hey, my friend. You're walking there. Like your J-Lo had themselves.
You know. That's my goal. I'm trying to be J-Lo when I'm 40. Like body goals, I think.
So you want to gain weight?
No.
J-Lo is bigger than you, Chama.
No, Chama.
Yes, she is, Chama.
No, Chama.
My friend, let's not argue about this during the people. I think we should take a break so we can move
we
this
can talk
conversation
about J-Lo.
Along and talk about J-Lo and J-Lo.
Monster Nikki in Sri Lanka. I told him meet me at the Trump Ivanka. I said, come here, let me show you how this cookie tastes. This, that, yeah, nigga, eat the cookie face.
Rod. Yeah, we wake up face. Flawless. Pulsed up. Flawless. Round and round and round. Yeah.
I was very surprised. I arrived at a corporate gig at Vodaworld. Excuse me. And I didn't have any of my makeup on and stuff. And this woman was like, you're beautiful, eh? Without makeup even. And I went, the surprise. I know, right? Why must it be a surprise?
Even. Yeah.
But here's my...
But are you good at taking a compliment?
Me?
Yes.
I love a compliment.
Really?
When people say, Teams, oh my gosh, you've lost weight. I'm like, yes. When people go, hey, you're so big on the TV. But look at you, man, you're okay like this. And I'm like, thanks for your approval.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm always so bad at them. People are like, oh, you look so good. I'm like, really? I'm just wearing my this and that. And then I always have to stop myself.
Just say thank you. Yes.
You don't have to be like, but.
I have an aunt who used to always tell me how fat I was every time she saw me. God rest her soul. She used to always, they can bars to me. One day I was so irritated. I was like, yeah, I'm fat because I have money. Mm-hmm. I eat my money.
Yes, queen.
So just because you're struggling?
My mother tells me, she's always like, Kretabile, your thighs, isn't it? And I'm just like, do you know I'm one of the skinny ones, mom? You do know?
No, moms are the worst.
But it's just like, and then she'll tell me, yeah, I know, my mother used to tell me things about my weight all the time. And then I'm like, so why are you passing down this tradition? Mm-hmm. She's like, yo, Ritabile, you're going to have thighs like me. Have you seen my thighs?
Wow, self-love, mom. Self-love.
Like, and then she's like, I'm looking out for you. She's just like, I don't want you to have my thighs. And I'm just like, I don't know how to handle this information.
I remember my mom laughing so much, she couldn't even speak. I was lying on her bed. It was summer. I was naked. And she was like, yo. And I just walked into the thigh, a whole cow. And then she just started laughing. She couldn't speak anymore. Tears streaming down her face. She was finished.
Yeah.
Okay. And initially I was hurt. But then I looked at how I'd sprawled myself all over this bed. And I was like, yeah.
I can see you.
I can see you, but it didn't give me. What the one thing that did damage me about my mom is she used to say to me, oh, play, niman. You can't just walk around without makeup. You are plain. You must put on some liner, at least.
Please. I hate that.
And that time I'm dating a guy who doesn't like makeup on a girl at all. You know?
Like, my
Mike doesn't like me with makeup. She's like, yeah, because he doesn't want other boys to look at you. Put on makeup.
Put on that eyeliner. But then where do you find the balance, right? So now you exercise, must you not drink? How much, how far do you take this no carb thing? Like life must also be nice.
Life must be nice. See, that's why I work out. I work out because I refuse to diet, guys. I tried that ish. I ended up sick. And this was years ago, like, I think it was 2005, 2006, somewhere there.
Yeah.
And I remember walking to the doctor's office, and before this guy even examined me, he said to me, are you on a diet? And I was like, yeah. He says, you could tell just by me walking in, my energy, my tongue was white because...
You're just unhappy.
My tongue was white, my eyes were, like, dead. And I decided, you know what? I can't diet. It's unnatural for me. I'm breaking away from my natural eating patterns. So what I've done to enjoy life still is I eat the things I like, but I eat them in moderation.
Yes.
And I've replaced sugar with xylitol. That for me, that was a huge thing because I love sugar. Except here I am eating a whole packet of sugary things.
Yeah.
But that's my treat.
I was about to say.
No, that's my treat. But the big thing for me that's made a big difference in my weight loss has been cutting out sugar, right? And making bread a treat as opposed to my bread and butter. Bread and butter. Yeah, so instead of making it like the center of everything I eat, it's my treat.
This is, yeah, because this is what I've also had to come across. And, you know, because in the last year, I gained 8 kilograms. You know that? I know.
No wonder you've been glowing. So your mother was panicking, waiting for you to come and make the announcement. Mama!
So I've gained 8 kilograms and I'm just like, but what? But what must happen? So, you know, I did that whole, tried it for Lent, gave up all the sugars and the everything, whatever. Mm. Yes, I lost here and there.
The Catholics have the best way of losing weight. These guys are the guys who fast.
I didn't actually do it to do that, but it was a test as well. But anyway, the point is, I was unhappy.
In case the priest is listening.
Yeah, I was unhappy. So I'm like, no, I'm just going to eat what I like and I'll work out hard. Mm. But I'm going to eat what I like. Mm. So it's fine. I'll be this weight. This is my weight.
Yes,
my
and love self.
Love self.
Yeah, so you're still compact.
But I still want to look like J-Lo when I'm out.
I used to actually have a gag where I would say, yeah, guys, I used to be a size 32 and then I woke up one morning and decided, fuck it, I'm hungry.
Yes.
Because you must just, I've seen skinny chicks who eat. They eat and I'm going, Chama, you're going to die of a fucking heart attack because you think being thin means you're healthy. It does not mean you're, like those people who are thin fat. That's another thing. We live in a world where, yes, it's a fuck up. There's fat, then there's thin fat, then there's fat thin. Then like there's, you can't assume you're safe whatever you are.
I'm thin fat.
Are you thin fat?
Because my body OMG. Fat percentage is really high.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I like work out a lot. So it just like makes no sense. But I think it has to do with hormones.
It's the alcohol. And... Don't even talk about the hormones. I can tell you right now, Chama, me and you, our biggest problem, because I laughed in the face of the dietitian. I went for my vitality assessment, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know you have to go and sit with the dietitian.
Yes, yes. That's and... where I got my hormone theory from.
Yeah. Girl. So we're sitting there talking booze. And you know, we're talking about, she's like, yeah, so consider maybe cutting this out, doing this. And then she touched on booze. And I said, let me stop you right there, chum. Let me just bambe right there.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
She's like, no, let me. And I'm like, hey, no. The ants don't touch my alcohol.
Yeah.
I am not going to make it in this life without my booze.
You know. But and it's not like we drink every day, though. I say this while Dumi is actually sipping Patron right now. But yeah,
hey, a little a glass of red wine.
It's good for the heart.
It's good. Was it not you who sent me a message that it's even like going to a gym? One glass of red wine has the same benefits of as a session gym. In gym.
Yep, I did send you that message.
Hi, then I've been working out in life. I'm a gym bunny.
Working out hard.
Hard, Baba.
Hard. But would you ever get surgery? Like, if you could fix anything on yourself, what are you fixing?
Absolutely. I want a boob job.
Why?
I've got spaniel ears. I can't buy cheap bras. My boobs sit down there. Like, yeah. I've breastfed three children.
They're like Eeyore.
Proper. I've breastfed three children. I've lost, I think, about 12, 15 kilograms. I've lost weight.
Yes.
I've got tissue sitting in my boobies. I've got tissue sitting in my boobies, but it just hangs. Mm-hmm. So I want to go for the Brazilian lift where they don't put anything inside your boobs. They actually make little slits underneath, and then they grab all that tissue. They use the actual tissue that's
she's
already in your boobs.
She's actually demonstrating and then they lift
it.
About
yeah,
this.
It's a lift.
Okay.
So I really want a boob job. And what I love about wanting a boob job is I have to work out and lose weight as well, you see. Because if you want a boob job, you don't want to have to go for repeat jobs. So you have to reach an ideal weight. And once you've reached that ideal weight, you go in. But you have to gym. Your bits, your meats can't be hanging.
Yeah.
They need to be tight. And you, when you lose weight by starving yourself, I've seen those girls who are freaking wobbly. And it's for me, it's unattractive because you can see that weight loss wasn't natural. The skin hanging because you're not tightening it. So it's going to force me to work out. And
so
it's going to force me to set
goals. When are we doing this?
Let us do this thing right now, my friend. Thing is, I work so hard, Ritabile. It's also hard to... Women, stop putting yourselves under so much damn pressure. We work. Mm-hmm. I work. I must raise children. I must please my husband. I must have time for self.
Yes.
And then I must still now be stressing about losing weight. Tick.
Tick, tick.
Pick a struggle, Baba. So what I do is I take my time. I gym as regularly as I can.
Yes.
And if I don't gym, it's fine. It's not going to undo itself because I'm not speed losing weight. Do you know what I mean?
It's a lifestyle.
Thank you. I've done a lifestyle change. I've even changed where I keep my kettlebells. The great excuse for me not to gym used to be, but my kettlebells are at the back and it's far. Now I keep my kettlebells right by the door next to the TV where I always walk, because then I don't have an excuse. The kettlebells are right there.
Where's that?
Yeah, because you know what I love about kettlebells, Ritabile? You do 20 minutes. Trust me, you've done your time.
Oh, like I'm feeling I did it on Monday and I'm like, yo.
I've never done an hour of kettlebells, ever. Yet I've seen results. And what I love about it is even before all this weight loss and whatever, you start to see shape in your body.
That's
the most exciting thing for me has been seeing shape in my body.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And it's for me, so that when I'm futtering self, you know, there's a friend of mine who sent me a message and said, dude, were you naked in that picture? There's a picture I took where it's just my shoulders up, but the look on my face, like I look like I'm thinking sexy. And this
is
woman
the
was
one
like,
I took?
Were you naked? No. Hey, but the one you took, I did look very.
Yeah,
but you made it look hot, though. Yeah, like, we were hot. Yeah. But it was that thing of when it just, it comes out of you, you know? Because when you gym, you feel good. Endorphins are released.
And you're just
hormones
like,
are balancing out.
Sexy
girl. Yes.
Do you send naked pictures?
Hey.
Do you send naked pictures?
I don't send them. But I do take them
and
delete soon after.
Well, okay.
Because also things go to the cloud. I've got stuff that saves on the cloud. So
I have things that go to my cloud.
I don't mess around. But I do occasionally take naked.
The naked
people. Yes. Because you must enjoy these things. Because another thing, now, when you're fat, sometimes you just think I'm fat, I'm ugly. There was a time I went to me, you're not a box fat. You're kudunki. Like,
you
oh my gosh.
You got the curves
you
in
know,
the right places.
There's just this fun. Like,
I feel like I can't add to this conversation. Chris Rock once said, you know, skinny girls aren't allowed to talk about being fat. Like, you know.
But that brings up a very important point for me when you say that.
Yes.
I do not like when now the fat girls must call the skinny girls bitches.
Skinny bitches.
Because I'm like, but don't blame her.
Because her jeans are good.
Because either her jeans are good or she's not eating.
She's not.
Share a salad with a bitch. Maybe you look like a bitch. Why must she now be a skinny bitch just because she's hot?
Oh my God, I hate salad so much.
I can't stand salad, my friend.
When you're
I cannot.
It's like, what am I eating?
What is this?
Like, why? There's a nice sort of like thing on social media where a chick's like, what is this? Is this grass? Is this grass? And then the next clip is, can I have a quarter pounder with double cheese? And I'm just like, yes, queen.
Yes.
Get your life. Get
like,
your life.
I would rather roast my veggies and stuff. I cannot stand salad. I'm sorry.
Firstly,
whoever came up with that idea.
It's cold. It's like cold. It's grass.
And then it's kind of wet and you're not really wanting to eat wet. Yeah.
Look, I've had some good salads in my life, but
it's
not
never
a lifestyle.
The ones you make. It's never the ones you make yourself. I've never loved the salad I make. It's always somebody makes this amazing salad.
Yeah.
And then you
then
try and replicate it.
It's not a lifestyle, though.
Yeah.
Salad is not a lifestyle. Well, if I had to go for surgery or some sort of, you know, augmentation stuff.
Yes.
Kanye Mal once taught me about carboxy. Carboxy. So it's for like stretch marks and cellulite.
Mm-hmm.
So they inject oxygen into your body, and then but you have to go for a couple of treatments. She said she does it, she swears by it, and I was like, yeah, damn, I could do that.
She peels her skin. She oxygenates her skin.
What she said to me was like, you take your car for service, right?
Deep.
That's what she said.
Deep.
Yeah.
And that's why she looks like a filter. You meet her and you're like, am I looking at you through filtered
lens? But it works for her. Because, you know, she's
what I'm
not,
saying. She looks flawless.
But then is there a point of going too far? Or are we being the body police if we ever say that, let's say, Mshoza or Chomi, who's it? Mshoza has gone too far. You know what I'm saying? Are we being the body police? Are you just allowed one day to be like, look, this black skin ain't working out for me no more?
Yeah, but no. Then for me, when people do that, I'm like, have you considered therapy? Because for me, the self-hate, I mean, I peeled when I was a kid. I burnt myself so badly trying to brown up because I was so yellow. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like the attention. It was getting me. So I tried to brown up. I tanned. And instead of tanning, I got the worst sunburn you can imagine. My face, I will never forget. And all because I wanted to be chocolatey brown. You know, it's... And that's why I'm convinced these people who body shame are themselves haters of their own bodies.
No, they are. That's a fact.
They hate the journey they had to take to have the bodies they have when they are hot chicks. Yeah. Because I know famous hot chicks who are complete and utter bitches and asses about how other people look. And I'm just like, wow.
It's because they can't eat nice things. That's why.
Yeah.
They're just depressed. But I mean, okay, like if I decide tomorrow that I want to have white skin. You think it's a therapy thing. I agree with you. But then I'm just like, at what point are we then now judging someone else's choices? At what point do you
stop?
What's
wrong with the skin you were born with?
What's wrong with, you know, the boobs you were born with and now
the boobs I was born with got fucked up by 3 children. The boobs I have are not the boobs I was born with. The boobs I was born with, I used to flash people I worked with. To this day, I still think to me, you were mad. But...
you had fly boobs.
I had fly effing boobs. They were perky. My boobs looked like they drank coffee every day and they were ready. They looked like they were high on caffeine. They're like, hello.
Well, I hate to burst your bubble. People tell me I look like I have a boob job all the time.
Oh, and really? Show us your boobs?
No, it's okay.
Duncan can judge.
Duncan's like Duncan was the first to say, yeah.
He nodded so many times.
He was so ready.
How many nods was that per second?
He was like, I've never had so much fun potentially coming to my job in my life. God. But no, Duncan's not going to happen. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You know what worries me about body shaming as well is that I've noticed kids younger and younger and younger are having cell phones and they're getting into social media. And what are we teaching them going forward about their bodies?
Teaching them what, like, they see from Kylie Jenner, you know, big ass, sexy, stomach in, big mouth, lips pouted. Like, we're creating these images. I mean, we need to see more images of just like, I don't care. I don't have any makeup on right now. I don't care.
Can I ask you a question?
No, don't ask me a question.
Please, I have to ask you a question.
Okay, ask me a question.
Because you've lived in both worlds. Like, you're from Soweto, but you've been, your BFFs are Whitey. Caucasian and suburban. And bulimia suburban. And anorexia in Soweto versus bulimia and anorexia in school. Like, can you just off the top of your head think of a black woman who had to deal with that?
No.
Off the top of your head, a white woman had to deal with that.
Yeah.
See? Because I run away from saying this, but sometimes I want to say, guys, are we not becoming a little too...
white.
White.
But this is what
in
I was
our
trying
body
to say.
Imaging
but this
and,
is what
and,
I was saying. Is this just the Western ideal? So yes. We were roaming around, titties free, long titties, short titties, perky titties, no titties.
Perky titties, no titties.
You know, it was just Tittyville and you know...
Titopia.
And in 1652, whenever Jan van Riebeek got on that boat.
1652?
I'm like, first I started at 19 and I'm like, that's right, 18, 17, 16.
16 is a nice place to start, yes.
1652, a ship comes, and these people are clothed, ne?
Yeah.
These people, where they come from, they have to wear
clothes. It's cold.
Yeah. We here, we Tittyville.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah. We've got vitamin D for days.
Exactly. Then they look at us and they're like, girl, you need to cover up, you know? Then we start to cover up. And then we're like, okay. Then we start going, oh, but this one has better clothes than me. Oh, but this one. Then we start, you know, this is obviously not real history. please go to school. And this is what happens. And then we just created this culture that was not ever actually ours.
Yes.
It was never ours.
It was never ours.
I mean, if you, like, if you want to post, I see on Instagram, a friend of mine, Doom, took photos of this lovely lady in her traditional wear. Mm-hmm. And she was topless and everything like that. Instagram removed that post and threatened to block his account.
Because of the nipples. Isn't it nipples equal nudity? If there's no nipple, then it's not
but
porn.
But it was not sexual in the slightest. Mm. This was her in her traditional way. It was not sexual. It was not. And now what we're doing is sexualizing things. And now we're reaching a point where it's becoming a huge problem because now everything is sexualized when it wasn't. Mm. These are our bodies and it was just beautiful. And then she, in the post, it was about her and her culture and who she is. Mm. And now Instagram wants to come tell her, oh no, sorry, you've broken the rules. You showed your tits. Tits are not a sexual, like, I mean, you breastfeed your children.
Ask me, I know tits are not a sexual. Oh like, my God. God, they used to be.
But they're the most natural thing. We should be able to just be like titty bar again, you know, like titty fun. And I get it. You know, I think Western ideals have come in here and they have an effect on my life. I want to look like J-Lo. J-Lo probably can pay a personal trainer, a carboxy person that I'm talking about. I can't do that, but I'm aspiring to do that because someone has told me, no, that is hot.
It's like
that
Kim Kardashian. She has a child and then we are just all over how ugly her body is. And I'm like, yeah, but she just had
a baby. Or she posts a picture of herself like afterwards. Because now she's just trying to get back to the weight she was before the children. And that's her goal. And I'm like, who are we doing these goals for? Who, at the end of the day, who? Like, yes, we want to look at ourselves in the mirror and go, oh, you look nice. But I can tell you now, even me in my whatever I weigh now in my skinniness, unless I'm actually, how you gonna win if you ain't white right within? If I'm not that.
I like that. How you gonna win if you ain't white?
No.
That was an interesting Freudian slip.
That was a bad Freudian
that
slip.
That was really interesting. How you gonna win if you ain't right with them?
Yeah, that's white. That's what most white. Anyway, if you're not right within, then no matter who you look at in that mirror, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. You could be a size 10, 8, 6, 5. Yeah. 4, 3.
But it makes for a great conversation, hey, on social media. I mean, there's a West African guy. Well, he looks West African. I'm sorry if I'm wrong. Who posted a picture of himself carrying his girlfriend on Instagram. But she's like, she's quite a heavy girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's wearing this little pink dress. And, you know, he's just in love with her. And he keeps posting these pictures. And I remember how everyone just goes, look at this picture. Look at this picture. What do you think? And you know, they're not saying anything, but if he was carrying any other size woman, you know, they wouldn't have come with such excitement.
Look at this picture, yeah.
Yeah, look at this picture. And it just got me really thinking, Horman, even when you see a picture of someone embracing what has been othered,
we're still like, oh my gosh.
WTF.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we need to go back to Tittyville. Like, I think
this girl is obsessed with this titty thing. Eh?
It's just a thing for me. We've sexualized so much.
Yeah.
That it's just like, let's be natural. Like your kids, man. It should not be a thing of, oh, hide this. But now we're in that society.
No, my kids are comfortable with nudity. I mean,
yeah, I've
my
seen
son
it
is
all
seven.
The time. Take off their clothes. It's a bit inappropriate.
My kids have been quite naked every time you've been around.
Yes.
But the point is, I'm even able to be naked around my 7-year-old. You know, because the younger ones, obviously, it's still normal for them. But even my 7-year-old, I've really made sure that bodies aren't hypersexualized to him.
Yeah.
So he still gets to see me naked. He's seen me with everything out. And it's because I don't want it to be such a
taboo
over hypersexualized thing that sex begins to occupy a strange space in his life. Because for me, this whole body thing, you know, for me, my response would always boils down to, I have children who I'm raising who are then going to be taking part in these conversations when they reach a certain age. And I want them to have a certain picture in their head. And when it comes to sexuality, I feel like I need my children to understand bodies and sex to be great things. Like, you should love your body.
Exactly.
Sex should be this amazing, great feeling thing that you do. So, and that should be their first introduction to sex. Yeah. Not if an uncle touches you, say, "Is my body, don't touch me, don't touch me."
But we do have to say that.
No, I'm not saying we don't have to, yeah, but I'm saying that cannot be your first
conversation.
The first time your child encounters the topic of sex. For me, that worries me, because then it becomes an ugly thing, and then it becomes confusion for them when they start enjoying it, because
they're like, "Oh,
am I allowed to be enjoying this?" So when you've made it clear that this is supposed to be something you enjoy, that you're free and carefree about, that when they're in a stranger danger situation or in a danger situation with anyone and it's sexual in nature, they know it's wrong. Immediately their alarm bells go off. Immediately they're even comfortable to come to you and say, "You know how you said this thing should be nice? So why, when Uncle So-and-so or Auntie So-and-so was doing it to me, I didn't feel comfortable?" Then we know we can deal with the issue.
Yeah.
Not if a child thinks sex is something to be hidden, period. Yeah, then we have a problem.
That is a huge problem.
It is a huge problem. And maybe that's why people are idiots right now about people in their dresses and whatever, because they're still getting excited that they're seeing thighs because they were told thighs are a bad thing. Thighs are not a bad thing.
Thighs are yummy.
Bum is not a bad thing. Boobs are not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It is how you put that package out there. It's about packaging. We are marketing here.
Yes.
All these women we've just mentioned as examples of body shaming, at the end of the day, they are marketing themselves. Because I was looking at those pictures of Lerato and I was going, "I get it, you love your curves, but why? Why this stylistic choice? Why did you guys agree that you must be half naked all the time?" The skimpy, the green dress was sexy. I loved it. That's me as a personal preference. And then those other pictures where they're now complaining about it being photoshopped, I'm going, but why you put yourself out there to begin with?
I don't know if we can say that. I think she can do that. I think she can put herself out there. I think you can do all those things to your body and whatever. But yeah, trust is broken in that true love thing.
We have to agree, Choma, if we're now rounding up this thing of body shaming, is when you put it out there, we all know social media. We've discussed this beast ad nauseum.
But then must we accept
it? You're putting it. I'm not saying accept it.
Yeah.
But know that this is the risk that you're taking. You can't turn around and cry. What I like, though, is the response.
Yes.
I like that instead of now taking it and shutting up, they are firing back. And they're not firing back like idiots. Because for me, it's idiotic when people insult you and then you insult them back.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
What I do prefer is when someone goes, "I hear you saying this and I'm noting that you're women. And I'm disappointed by that fact."
Yes.
"And I have looked at what you're talking about and I am actually okay with it. I am comfortable with it."
And, you know, don't call it dimples. It's cellulite.
It's cellulite. It's... I remember shooting an episode of OPW wearing this jumpsuit that I really liked. No, it wasn't a jumpsuit, actually. It was something else. It was a green top. And I was on my period. Now, it happens to, I don't know if it happens to you, but I know it happens to a lot of women, and it happens to me, where I get bloated. Every time I'm on my period, my tummy is like double the size it should be.
Yeah.
And then everybody, it did not care, matter what was happening in that scene. It was all about, "Congratulations on your thing. We see you have a bun in the oven. It's to me when I get pregnant again." You know, those things about, you know, I started to feel like Oprah. And that's why I've been so reluctant to share when they're like, "Let's talk about your weight loss journey." And I'm like, I don't know if I want to. Because then the country's going to be like, yeah, because then the country's going to be like, "Ooh, look, she's a trompeta. She's doing that thing like a crostena. I mean, she's a crostena like Oprah. She's big today, small tomorrow." You know? But I think we live out there. And as long as women know that, it's fine. We can talk about these things. But
are we going to post get into our underwear and then post a "This is me"?
I actually wanted to do that. You know, when Jet did that campaign with the underwear, they sent me underwear, and I kept promising myself I'm going to show myself off in this underwear, you know, because I discovered, by the way, you know, as big girls, we think we should cover up. I'm going to round up now. We're running out of time. But I had this swimsuit that I bought, and I thought I had to buy the big frilly one with the thing to hide my hips. And my stylist took me and said, "Why are you wearing this thing?" I was like, because my body should not be in a swimsuit to begin with. And she proper showed me the normal ones, you know, where it goes up in a nice V. I immediately looked taller and leaner. And she's like, "So why are you bulking yourself up?"
Because you're adding.
You're adding, you know? Like, I don't know, man. We must just stop hiding these things. Know, let's flash. Let's go take naked pics of ourselves and post them.
Yeah, we're going to post them. Again, Duncan is very excited. Duncan was like, awake again.
Duncan!
But I think the most important thing out of everything is how are you going to win if you ain't right? Right. Not white.
How you going to win if you ain't right within? How you win? Okay, so. How you going to win if you ain't right within? How you going to win if you ain't right within? Yeah, yeah, come again. Come again. But
anyway,
listen,
we're going to come out with Nicki Minaj because her anaconda don't want none of it unless you got bones.
Hug a man who appreciates any woman who's carrying that body like a queen.
Yeah, now.
My name is Tumi Morake. Thank you, Ed Rattini, for joining me.
Yes, we're going to twerk and post a joke about it now.
Ow!
You know, big ass, small ass. Yes! Upside down twerk for you.
Yes, queen! Yes!
Keeping it real on cliffcentral.com.